Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
8:43 and a half now. It'd be 16 and a half before 9. Tommy Tucker, WWL. 60% chance for showers today, highs of 88. Then it dries out and heats up as we get toward the weekend with highs in the mid-90s or so and near 10% chance for showers. Cynthia Lee Sheng joins us now, president of Jefferson Parish, to give us an update on COVID and everything else going on. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Tommy. I'm doing fine. Thank you.
Appreciate your time. Tell me about, and I was talking about mandatory mask wearing, and somebody took me to task via the text line and said, stop saying mandatory mask wearing when it's mandatory mask wearing in businesses. And I was reading the guidance for face coverings. I don't know if that's exactly accurate or not. Who should wear a mask in Jefferson Parish if there is any confusion? Who needs to and where and when?
Well, if you're two and above, which is what the medical community suggests for the age, and if you go into any business or any public space where it's not a requirement for being outdoor, but if you walk into retail or your grocery store or any shopping, even a restaurant or a bar or your gym, you need to wear a mask. Now, in a restaurant, wear a mask until you're seated at a table, which should be socially distanced because we're at 50% capacity. Eat your food and enjoy your dining experience and then put a mask on as you're walking out. Same thing with bar. You will recall there's no standing in bars. Everybody has to be seated at 25% capacity, so the table's already socially distanced. Enjoy, you know, your drink and you're socializing at your table, and then put on the mask to leave. And then with the gym, sort of the same concept. Walk in with your mask. When you're working out, you don't have to wear your mask, but when you leave, put your mask on again. And again, none of this requirement is for outdoors. It's only indoor spaces. In an office building, the requirement is that in all public spaces, the hallways, the elevators, the restroom, to mask up. Once you get into your own office suite, if you can socially distance, you're fine to take off your mask throughout the workday.
Do you still have people working from home?
We have a lot of people still working from home. We're still in that mode of limiting as many interactions as possible in Jefferson Parish government. So if you can take your work home or do your work from home, we're still very much in that mode. And what we found, Tommy, is throughout this whole time when we were at a stay-at-home order, a lot of our departments were able to do a lot, not person-to-person. So we're going to start looking at that, certainly like in our planning department, in our water department. So it's just not necessary to have to come in and pay a bill in person. And we started doing that so our people wouldn't have to be facing the public so much during this time. And we found out it works very well. It's a very efficient process for us. So you're going to see us really look at challenging a lot of our old ways of looking at things and doing as much as we can without that, because we don't know how long this is going to be with us. But it's also more convenient to our constituencies to offer as many things we can online or via phone. So that is one of the things that has come out of COVID, is how we deliver government services. And I think probably a lot of businesses, I'm hearing the same thing, is like the meetings are very efficient. We do it via Zoom, and we're probably going to continue a lot of that. So colleges maybe, same thing with online, you know, classes. Who knows how this shakes out, but I think we'll forever be changed, certainly in bad ways, and then some efficiencies coming out of COVID as well.
This has nothing to do with you, but for me personally, if I can look at something and not see a way to make it better, I need to look at it again, because chances are there will be a way to make it better, because it's hard to achieve perfection, right? When it comes to the COVID compliance line, see it, say it, the hotline, I know you're overwhelmed, I guess, the first weekend. Are people are you getting a lot of complaints, or are most people adhering to this? What's going on there?
Well, both. I would say when I was out this weekend, I was so very pleased with the level of compliance that we've seen in Jefferson Parish. And I just have to, that's the business community responding. I signed an emergency order. We've got to get on top of this. I cannot have us go backwards. I don't want that to happen to us. And, you know, business has only had about 2 days to respond to it. And it's a big way of changing the business model. And I have to applaud the business community for doing it. I went out and I saw compliance all over the place, 100% in my grocery store. I was shocked that, you know, even after people got in, everybody was masked up. So that's good. And that's really just a community pulling together to fight the common enemy, which is this virus. And I want to applaud the business community for that. But we still get a lot of complaints. Currently, we're at yesterday it was 1,880.
Wow.
And we're putting our own resources. It's been open since the last Friday, maybe, 10, 11 days. But we're putting about, 15 inspectors that I have, our quality of life inspectors, going out. And we're hitting the most egregious businesses first in terms of, and look, again, I don't want to trip up businesses. We're starting with, we received several complaints about your business. Here's an information packet. This is the best practices. We're asking you to comply. This is the parish president's emergency proclamation. You're not in compliance now. Can you please do whatever you can to get in compliance? And that'll be the first visit. And hopefully the majority of businesses get into compliance after that point. But by the time we issue a misdemeanor on this, it's a business that just does not want to comply. It's not going to be a business that's really trying to do the right thing by our community. So, and we're not there yet. We went out and visited about a dozen businesses with what we call, dropping off educational materials and best practices. And that's where we stand right now. But yes, the hotline is active and people are using it, which is a good thing as well.
Before we run out of time, somebody texted a long time ago, a couple hours ago, relatively speaking, about hotspots. Are there hotspots in Jefferson Parish that you've identified or you can identify with testing?
You know, at first when this thing came about, it was heavily on the West Bank and then it moved to the East Bank. And I think that even the medical community told us early on, they hate to identify a hotspot and send a signal out that this is somewhere over there. I think now that we're in June, we see this is everywhere. I wouldn't say that it's a geographic hotspot. I would say it's an age hotspot right now with the young people. And that's kind of frightening in that where are we going to be in a couple weeks if they're out asymptomatic or mild symptoms and they're out in the community and they give it to their elderly relatives or just other people they come in contact who are going to feel this disease in a much harsher way, right? So that's sort of my fear as we come into these next weeks is what happened with this big spike that we saw at the end of June. How does it morph out into other age groups? And again, the mask wearing and the mandatory mask wearing is going to help with that. And that's why, I did that because, look, Tommy, my job right now, whether people agree with it or not, is to keep this virus as low as I possibly can in our parish. And what we've seen is it doesn't matter if you flatten the curve. It could just come right back from lax behaviors. And, Houston, my cousins are in Houston. Houston's on fire right now. I mean, they're just at capacity, and they're a drive away. Florida right now, all the people who went to Florida were concerned. A lot of whispers about all the traveling that people from Louisiana did to Florida, what that's going to look like in the next 2 weeks. So next couple weeks are critical to see if we can deal with this spike or we have bigger problems on our hands. And, that's all of us being in the community and being out there and being able to do what we want to do, get together with our friends, go shopping, go to restaurants. We can do that if we mask up. And that's unfortunately, I hate to say it, and I know it makes people angry, but that's sort of the world we have to get used to for quite some time.
I would presume you stay updated on hospitals and capacity and so forth. And I guess you already have, and you don't have to share them with me if you don't want, but you already have trigger points established where, when we get this, then we have to do that?
Well, no, with the hospitalization, I look at that certainly from, the state perspective. I mean, we've really, at the end of June, we were only at 500. Now we're at 900, 960 or something like that. I think that's a big jump. So certainly Jefferson Parish gets that portion. I am in communication with our hospitals. We're not near capacity. We're nothing like the situation we were in April. And, with the younger people having this virus now, and again, they're not as sick, right? So they don't need critical care. You don't see the way it was at the, like in early April when we had our peak in Jefferson Parish, April 2nd. You don't see that concern of hospital capacity. But I guess, again, our worry is, what is it like, you know, a week or two from now if the younger people passed it to older people who are going to have our share of critical care? You know, in Jefferson Parish, and this is one of the things that I always, you know, every parish is different. Our demographics are different. But in Jefferson Parish, we have 25% of our population. We're an older parish. 25% of our population is over 60. 28% of our population is African-American, and we know the African-American community, for whatever reason, and that's for us to discuss at length, you know, that start that discussion, has shown about half of the deaths. So I see Jefferson Parish as just an extremely vulnerable population with this disease, just with the demographics that we have here, which is troubling, you know, for the long term for us. But again, that is the reason that we're going to try to keep the transmission of this virus as low as possible in our parish. And, you know, the good thing is that a lot of people feel safer, and people who I'm hearing people who were very reluctant to come out are more comfortable coming out. The fact that everybody's masked up in Jefferson Parish and the greater New Orleans area, really. So,
and spend some money. Thank you. I appreciate your time.
And spend some money. Thank you, Tommy.
Spend some money. All right. Cynthia Lee Sheng, president of Jefferson Parish, 854. Time for traffic now on WWL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.